No rice-producing country is food self-sufficient without irrigation. The Philippines has about 10.3 million hectares of agricultural lands. Out of this, only about 3.1 million hectares are considered irrigable that government admits is primarily devoted only to rice. The National Irrigation Administration of the government said that less than 20% of Philippine agricultural lands are irrigated. Majority are even by private entities and have been constructed and operated by community initiatives. With an exponentially growing population and even less productive non-irrigated agricultural lands, it is no wonder that the Philippines is now the world's biggest rice importer, contributing to the country's worsening food insecurity. Other agricultural crops, meanwhile, hardly receive irrigation. This is Kodaw Radio, and this is Raymond Villanueva reporting from Manila. Irineo Cirilla, Policy and Advocacy Officer of the National Movement of Farmers Associations, known locally as Pakisama, is a leader of a community irrigation organization. He is a small coconut and rice farmer since he was a child.
Mula sa pagkabata, magsasaka na ako eh. Natatandaan ko, 6 na taon, 7 taon ako kasama na ako.
I had been a farmer since I was a child. I was about 6 or 7. I already helped in our family's farm. I handled the carabao that hold our coconut harvest to where we would process it.
Mula noon, magsasaka na ako at tagadala naman ako ng pag...
Irineo swears by the importance of having irrigated farmlands. A 1 hectare unirrigated rice field is good for only one cropping. It may yield between 50 kavans per cropping that will not earn the family enough for a living.
Malaki ang pagkakaiba nung sahod ulan at saka nung may patubig na.
There is a huge difference between those who rely on rain and when we already had irrigation. Without irrigation, we are lucky to have 2 croppings. Ordinarily, it is just 1 cropping per year and that is even unsure. With irrigation, we can have up to 3 croppings a year.
At malaking kwan yun, malaking tulong sa mga kapwa kong magsasaka.
Irineo said that farmers with irrigated farms benefit by at least 30-40% increase in yield. This is even more true with rice farmers who rely most entirely on whether there is water or not.
Ang iniisip namin sana, mabigyan ng patuti.
We wish that irrigation reaches lowland farms but hilly farms as well. This is because vegetable and coconut farms need irrigation.
Kailangan talaga nilang tubig, pero hindi pa yan naisipan ng irrigation administration. Ginagawa nila, nagaharang sila ng tubig, pero may...
The irrigation administration has not thought about this yet. They impound water that goes straight to rice farms without benefit to areas where the water comes from.
Dumadaloy man layang pababa, na naaambunan man lamang, nasiservisyuhan yung mga nyugan, mga prutasan, mga gulayan, bago pa dumating dun sa palayan.
That is why Irineo has involved himself in demanding irrigation for their land. But even if they have finally been irrigated, there is much left to be desired on how it is being implemented. Pakisama demands that irrigation services in the Philippines must be diversified to greatly help in achieving food self-sufficiency for the Filipino people.
Kung mabubuksan sana, madadiversify yung serbisyo ng...
But Irineo asks, how can this be achieved when irrigation projects are corruption infested and grossly inefficient? It is also controlled by big businesses and powerful political dynasties. Irineo said that environmental degradation wreaks havoc on traditional water and irrigation sources, especially for small family farms. Quarrying, mining, and other destructive extractive activities by big businesses dry up rivers. And even when there are existing irrigation infrastructures, when there are mining operations, water supply degrades. It even stops altogether, he said.
At yun ay talagang dinadaloy ng tubig. Dahil dun sa environmental degradation.
Another threat to stable water supply for irrigation is land conversion, especially of elevated land areas to factories, residential subdivisions, and golf courses. These kinds of activities impede the flow of water that used to supply family farms, he added. Irineo explains that Philippine water laws identify communities as the supposed first beneficiaries of water. This is followed by agriculture. Industry only comes in as the third beneficiary of existing water sources. But the farmer cites that the biggest residential subdivision and shopping mall developer, as well as private water supply business operator in the Philippines, is the family of three sitting legislators in the Philippine Senate and House of Representatives. Currently the richest in the Philippines, this family's matriarch is chairperson of the Senate Committee on Agriculture. Irineo said that the Villar family is also taking over the local water utilities that extract water through deep wells, severely impacting soil humidity and the rice crops. The water tables are going down where such an activity is ongoing, he said, depriving their crops of this vital sustenance.
Yung nasa ibabaw ng mga halaman. Yun yung aking analysis doon. At yun ay konkreto naming nararanasan sa ngayon. Kaya kami nag-advocate lang.
Pakisama said that the Comprehensive Land Use Law, aside from reforms in the country's irrigation programs, as well as land ownership reforms, are the ways to resolve this issue. But the proposed legislation is gathering dust in Congress. Still, Irineo said that Pakisama is not letting up on their campaign. Irrigation, he said, is vital in agriculture and food self-sufficiency in the Philippines.
Yun ay nakakawing sa mga namumuno rin sa mga...
This is a joint production between Kodaw Radio and the Pambansang Kilusan na Samahang Magsasaka or Pakisama, supported by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations for the UN Decade of Family Farming in partnership with AMARC Asia Pacific and ComDev Asia.